Right now, though, I want to go to someone whose 140-year-old furniture store has been in the family for five generations, has just burned down. Thanks so much for being there, Trevor.
Yes, Roy, you're welcome.
I suppose the obvious question to ask is how are you feeling? I imagine it's not very good, but is there a way you can convey exactly what it feels like in this situation?
Well, when you stand there and you watch your family's heritage going up in smoke, it was just so sad. Emotions of tears and things like that, and then just go through the oh well, let's just get on. We got another store next to it that luckily is still just about intact, so we might be able to rebuild the business. So at the moment, I'm just feeling extremely angry.
Do you think that this could be some kind of cycle? I mean, there's clearly a lot of angry young people out there at the moment. Now you're angry. Is the anger just going to grow?
Well, I should think so. Yes, I mean it's fairly sort of, this is just mindless arson. I saw the people that lit the stuff coming out of the shop below and make the assumption they ran out of a broken window as I drove past my shop. There was a crowd of people around there. They ran out into the crowd out of this broken window, and then by the time I parked my car and come back, which was 2 minutes later, the place was belching smoke from the windows. So you put two and two together, it's just completely mindless.
Did
I don't understand at all.
tell us about the incident with your store? I mean, was there any response that you could have come up with in the circumstances?
Oh, absolutely not. No. No. It was, the window had been broken about 5 minutes before I arrived at the store. I had a phone call from our alarm company because the whole place is alarmed. And by that time, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it. If someone's in the store and it's one person and you haven't had a burglary, obviously, you can go in and find them and do what you can do, especially if you've got your big dog with you. But, under these circumstances, when there's smoke billowing out of the property, when you get back to it, there's not an awful lot you can do, really.
So what did you do? Did you chase after them? Did you try to confront them in
No,
some
I just
way?
stood and watched. Well, there was crowds of people all around it, but there was a big flyover by the side that was full of cars and stopping to look. You can't chase after people when there's crowds of people around. You don't know who's going to knife you and who's not. I'm dressed in a t-shirt and tracksuit bottoms. I'd have probably blended in, apart from the fact that I'm 56 years old and didn't quite look as young as the rest. But you just have to look and be philosophical. I phoned my father, who was watching it on television. He was in tears. He sat in front of his telly. He can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it, but I'm standing there just watching it. It's just unbelievable, unbelievable. Then you have to think of all the things that you've got to do from now on. I'm just standing here looking at it now. It looks like a scene from the Second World War, like out of place in Dresden, the building at the moment. One side wall has collapsed completely. The firemen are now spraying water all over it, trying to cool it down. There's cracks in the building. Half of it's already caved into the centre of what was the store. Obviously, all the sofas and everything have gone. Everything is just destroyed. It was a beautiful old building in an area of the local listed in the building with nice gabled roofs and what have you, and it's still just a steaming hulk.
I can imagine the emotional anguish that you're feeling, but are you feeling some kind of physical fear as well?
I don't feel physically fearful. I mean, I quite happily, I mean, these riots and things are going on. The way I feel at the moment, armed police response wouldn't be too good. Well, not too good. Armed police response would be perfect. If they could catch up with them and they could shoot them, that would be fine for me. I really think this is just shows what a despicable society we live in and how all the people that are trying to be good to other people and the discipline that's disappeared from our schools and from our general area and society has just sort of, this has really come home to roost now. And you can't be tolerated anymore. The politicians and the do-gooding. I mean, did you know that Kit Malthouse, the deputy commissioner or whatever he is for London, the mayor's deputy, described this as a spectacle? I mean, I just think you've got politicians that have to use words like that. Keep your children and people back from this spectacle. I just think if that's the sort of attitude they've got, they shouldn't be doing that. They should be out there